It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chop.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.
Men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club. The most exclusive club for men in the country, where every Saturday we're going to talk about taking an animal, throwing it on some scorching fire, and turning it into the most tantalizing, tasty morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman. But we don't drag our women into the caves by the hair. We're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure women into your cave and keep her hair looking good. We don't use clubs. We use Smith & Wesson, Bowtech, and Abu Garcia. When you want to find the center of the grilling universe, you look at a map of North America and just look for that big grilling mitt. That's where we're at. It's the Grilling Guys. Peace, love, and barbecue.
Good morning and welcome to the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network. We're smoking it up from Traverse City to Ann Arbor and everywhere in between. We're getting a little reprieve today from Old Man Winter, but I understand we're going to get slammed in the evening and we're going to have some of the coldest weather of the year coming up in the next couple days. And so today's the great day to get out in your backyard, fire up your grill. We're going to run down a few ways to do that today, some great beverages that are going to go with that, and a little bit of clothing. We're going all over the map for the winter this time. But I'm Jop, and he's Bob. What's cooking, Bob?
Hey, welcome to our little grilling club and the funnest place in the barbecue mitten known as Michigan. We have a stacked show with some flavorful beers, fish, events. We got some recipes coming up that I think are very, very cool. We're going to talk to somebody that's going to keep you warm for the winter. And got a little bit of sports. Mr. Fonger's producing us today, and he's got some cool things to announce. So, yeah.
Going to be a fun show.
How'd your week go, Jop?
You know what? I got the crud that everybody else got. Maybe you guys can hear it in my voice, and I'll apologize now if I have to step away from the mic. But, you know, there's a lot of different stuff going on, and around, and it seems like no matter where you go, somebody's got it. They're just getting over it, or they're just getting it. It's like epidemic this year. But I want to share with you, I was at a little restaurant by my office, and they made a little cure. And guys, you need to listen to this because it's really simple. It's a coffee cup with a shot of gin, a shot of peppermint schnapps, and then they pour hot water like you would for tea, boiling hot water, over the top of it. When you pull that up to take a sip of it, it's kind of effervescent, and it clears your sinuses immediately. And you just pull that up, and it's an easy sipper. With the water in it, it's not strong at all. But that's the Grilling Guy's home remedy for that head cold when you're all stuffed up, is that one shot of gin, one shot of peppermint schnapps, fill a coffee mug with hot water, you're in there, man. Kind of a cool little deal, Bob. That was my week. That's the best thing I did this week.
Great breakfast drink.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. If you just tuned in, welcome to the Michigan Talk Network. It is Saturday. It's time to grill. We're the Grilling Guys. It's where real men wear tongs. Okay,
that's
this
right.
Is the club. This is where real men wear tongs.
Bob, you went on a little trip this week and in your repping business, and you picked up a new manufacturer. And I wanted to talk a little bit about that because we're excited to have a new product to try and a new...
We do. We've got some demos sitting in the garage.
Yeah.
That we'll get
so tell us a little
we'll
bit about that.
We'll get to review for the factory. I did. I took a trip down to Atlanta, and it was... It was given to me kind of at a late date, so when I checked for airfare, you know, I missed my good price window, and it gets like triple fee.
Sure.
So I got my Streets and Trips out. I did a little plotting, and I said, well, in 12 hours I can drive it. I can handle that.
Right.
12
jumped
hours,
in that
man.
K&M Dodge
12
and
hours
shot
through the Smokies. It's a kind of a brutal trip.
Right.
Yeah, about hour three, I'm talking to myself. I'm calling everybody I know. Hey, what are you doing? But anyway, I get to Atlanta, and the manufacturer is called Primo. And it is the only Kamado cooker. And a Kamado is one of these ceramic egg devices. It's the only Kamado cooker made in America.
Which is cool, which is right up Barbecue Bob's alley, is because we're all trying to promote Michigan-made and American-made products here on The Grilling Guys.
Yeah.
So, but Kamado is a kind of a generic industry term, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a 3,000-year-old design from China, basically. And it's this large clay pot in China that they used to cook in and then set the lid on with a little hole. And it was a brilliant idea. 3,000 years ago, even just in clay, it worked very effectively. And I would imagine they just put wood in it because they couldn't get their hands on any good lump charcoal.
Right.
They made their own. But you know, 15, 20 years ago, some people decided to make them in Taiwan. And that's how the egg was invented, the big green egg.
Yeah, that was from Mexico. Yep.
Yeah, and now they shipped it to Mexico to make it. It's not made in Taiwan anymore. But this fella named George down in Atlanta really liked it. And decided to start playing with them, and he made his own, and he made it in an oval shape so that you actually had a bigger grill surface, because one of the complaints a lot of Kamado people had was a round grill is just, you know, inefficient in terms of trying to place your food on it.
Right.
So, yeah, it was a great trip. The factory was amazing. I mean, it's state-of-the-art. It's huge. I'm all in. Very excited. Thanks for mentioning that.
Yeah, but what I wanted to talk about a little bit as well is the advantages of cooking on a Kamado grill and why somebody would want one of these in their grill repertoire in their backyard. I have one.
Yep.
You have one.
Yep.
Mine happens to be the big green egg. They're all in the same family. And if you've not looked at one of these things, they're a thick ceramic. It's about an inch thick. And you build a wood or coal fire in the thing. And they're designed really, you can use them as a grill. If you get the fire hot, but they're really designed as a smoker, aren't they?
No, I think
not so much.
I think and they've evolved into a little bit of a smoker, but they were invented or reinvented and reengineered to be a very efficient charcoal grill.
Okay.
You know, this plate setter and things that they put on them now have evolved in the last 10 years.
Okay,
it's always been a really efficient. And the cool thing about it is it's very stingy on charcoal. If you're buying good lump charcoal, you're spending $20 to $25 a bag. You don't want to blow through it. So this thing, you know, I think Primo says that you can get like 30 hours of grilling on a bag of charcoal with the Primo.
Right, a 20-pound bag.
That's a lot of time.
And it's a simple concept. There's air goes in at the bottom, it vents out at the top. Air and charcoal make your heat, right? Because all fuel needs air to keep the fire going. So you damper that thing down. The thing I like about my Kamado is you can hold a temperature. You get that air damper just right. There's a damper on top to let it out, one on the bottom that lets it in, and that flow through. You can hold within 3 or 4 degrees, you can hold a temperature in one of these things. And if you are using it for smoking, like I do most of the time, it's a long cook, and the thing is just solid as a rock. I mean, it just holds that temperature there throughout the entire cook. And it makes, in my mind, it produces a very good cooking chamber for something you're going to cook slow.
And all manufacturers vary within the terms of how level they stay. Some of them don't hold the temperature as well, and then they make something called the Guru, which you can put on there, and it's a fan-assisted computer with probes, and it'll keep you dialed in there. But anyway, yeah, a good week down in Atlanta. Always fun to go down to Georgia.
Right.
Had me some grits for breakfast, you know.